You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were talking about being a little sleepy this morning, your melatonin situation and such. I got to tell you, there's only one silver lining to this shoulder injury that I've been rehabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Going to physical therapy and such. Well, the doctor prescribed me a muscle relaxant that I'm supposed to take about an hour before going to bed.
All right.
And I said, is this all right to take, like, you know, an Advil PM to help me sleep? And he kind of chuckled. He goes, dude, he goes, this muscle relaxant will be 10 times to Advil PM. And I have found, so I've been taking it for about 2 weeks now, and I'm like, wow, that sucker really
knocks you on your butt, huh?
Doesn't knock me on my butt, but it helps me sleep.
And operate heavy equipment after you take it.
Yeah. And I was like, well, dang, that's too bad, because it's not like I can stay on those for the rest of my life or anything.
But, oh, it's still hurting, doctor. It's still hurting.
Look, I did call. He only gave me, I was going to say, like 12-day supply or something like that. And I did call and get and he okayed a refill for now. So
right on.
So I got like another 2 weeks that I'll be able to fall back on that. If anything, the only thing I can report from this weekend was we got some great food, and twice it included an Italian sandwich.
Yum. Pepperoni on there, salami.
Yeah, Friday afternoon and then Saturday afternoon, two different places, and I just couldn't help it. They both look good on the menu, and
yeah.
I forgot my absolute love affair with a real, you know, Italian sandwich with, you know, those multiple meats on there and the little sauce on there. Oh,
yes. Man. Yes. No wonder you're sleeping good. On top of your pills.
Yeah, man. Right. A little bit of a coma, maybe. That, and I won't lie, both days also stopping at a mom and pop ice cream shop and getting a little bit
there
of...
There you go.
So it's back to disciplined life today.
That's right. Slap your hand and say no more junk food.
Back on the wagon.
Your quinoa. Weekend,
I saw your photos from the zoo and the requisite giraffe photos.
Yeah, we loaded up the kids and made the little pilgrimage down to Colorado Springs to the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo. We haven't been there in at least a decade.
Really?
So it was time to get back down there. What a lovely little zoo that is. It's just the most wonderful place. It's such a well done zoo. We got out there. I was petting the wallabies and feeding the giraffes, and the kids were playing with the goats and chickens. And
did you see that big ape that they've got there?
Giant ape, which they are just mesmerizing. We, I think, spent the most time at the monkey enclosure. They're just so fun to watch, you know, and there's a lot of little babies. There's a little baby orangutan. A little baby hippopotamus that was there as well, and just world-class people watching. Just some of the best people watching that you can get all in the entire state. Everybody was out and about, so we had a really fun little Saturday, and the kids just gobbled it up.
Now let me ask you something.
Yeah.
After the zoo, did you make a stop at the Broadmoor and sit there and have a little tasty treat?
We got out of the zoo kind of late, so we're like, let's head home. The traffic was so bad because all the Renaissance Festival nerds were out, so it was, the highway was brutal, so we're like, let's head back.
All the more reason to sit there on the patio for like 3 hours.
I know, it's a lovely place. It's a little too uppity for me, but it is a lovely place.
Patio.
It's just a little too
home
much
away
for me.
From home.
I know.
I would live there if I could.
Yeah,
and
it's
I'm
a nice
not
area.
Kidding.
It's a nice area. It definitely is. So we did that on Saturday, and then Sunday, Reed and I were supposed to get haircuts, and I asked my stylist. She said, hey, you know, a couple ladies at the salon have had the flu. She's like, so I'm just going to come by your house. I'll just come by and do a little house call. I was like, fine.
Wow.
I know. Her name is Stephanie. I've known her since kindergarten.
Okay.
That's how long I've known her. So she came into the house, and we were chit-chatting, and she's like, I got to tell you something. She's like, I'm moving. I'm like, what? Oh, that's great. Good for you. You going to Parker, Highlands Ranch, Boulder? Where are you going? She's like, Texas.
Oh no.
She knows what I like. She knows how to do Reed's hair. This is the second stylist I have lost in what, 2 years now? I can't talk about what happened to my first one, but she left me as well. And now sweet Stephanie is moving to Texas. Who's going to do my hair? So there was this whole conversation on whether or not I should go back to my mom and have my mom continue to do it, because she did it for 35 years. But
can't Stephanie recommend somebody?
I'm racking my brain. She's like, I'll try to come up with a couple girls at the other salon, and if not, I'm going to be going back to Floyd's or something, I guess, or Fantastic Sam's.
Listen, I know what that's like. Remember years ago, there was a young lady named Jamaica who cut my hair?
Yes.
And she moved out of state also.
You get so comfortable with somebody and they just know how you like it. And
look,
how the fade's got to be. And
it's devastating,
man. So I was all pouty the whole time she was cutting my hair.